user's interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance, while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Terima kasih. from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
West Papua, pristine land, in the Western Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture, a world of wonders, mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. West Papua's archipelago, extremely rich sea life, adorned with emeralds of islands, sprawling protected in front of the coast. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. Home to majestic phantoms of the ocean. Life in an amazing setting, where Makarero greets guests, an amazing sea adventure, the best of fish, and travel in style and comfort. Is always only a short trip away, always reminding us life is beautiful, amazing cultures, and lovely sea. West Papua, wonderful.
Bagaimana Show. D-O-R-H.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Bang attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example, in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana. Thank you. From the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, there was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Thank you. See the way you look at him. Borobudur and its surrounding is like one spirit that brings serenity, a conquered heaven. Borobudur leaves so much meaning to the people around it, true happiness. Look at their faces. In this empty hallway, it's like we are invited to appease ourselves before we see all the collection inside. As one of the biggest art collector in Indonesia, he will astonish you with his painting collection. Here you can get genuine tranquility while tasting delicacy dishes. Did you see a small version of the Borobudur? It's so wonderful. You can pass the time by conversing heart to heart. Enjoy the nightfall. Sponge oneself. Enjoy the motionless solitude. Enjoy the nature. Meditate. Feel the nudge of the water. Dancing with your free thoughts. And express your soul. Feel their honorable greeting. One of the reasons why you will want to come back here again someday. A unique story that you can see the chronicle story in chronological order if you walk in a clockwise direction. The Borobudur Temple becomes the center of all the beauty surrounding it. A spiritual experience that's different and you can never find in any other temple on earth. You've been coming here dozens of times, wanting to know. Because of its indescribable beauty. Never change.
Ragu
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua. Haruskah ku memendam semua rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan asa? Hanya karena cinta kita tak seperti apa yang mereka mengerti. Mungkin berat,
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting news,
information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you can listen to us on voinews.id, RI Digital, and our shortwave broadcast on 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Right now, you are listening to Highlights of the Week, presenting you events that happened in Indonesia for this week. The Indonesian government has launched the Child-Friendly Ramadan movement as an effort to encourage and raise awareness among all stakeholders to improve the quality of fulfilling children's right to care and education. More information to be delivered by Dora Pardede.
The Indonesian government has made a joint declaration of Child-Friendly Ramadan movement as an effort to encourage and increase awareness of all stakeholders in improving the quality of fulfillment of children's rights to care and education. The joint declaration was initiated by the Ministry of Human Empowerment and Child Protection and collaborated with six other ministries, other institutions, namely the Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture, the Ministry of Religious Affairs, the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, the Ministry of Population and Family Development, the Ministry of Communication and Digital, and Presidential Staff Office. It took place at the Office of the Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture on Wednesday. In the joint declaration, Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Pratikno invited all parties and all families in Indonesia to support the Child-Friendly Ramadan movement. According to him, this movement will be meaningful for children to instill good values.
So let's jointly support the joint declaration of the Child-Friendly Ramadan movement. Let us utilize the moment to start better things. Educate and provide examples to children so that Indonesian children are more characterized, have noble character, and are smart and innovative.
On the same occasion, through the Child-Friendly Ramadan Movement, Minister of Women Empowerment and Child Protection, Arifa Fauzi, invited the community, especially parents and families, to optimize worship in the month of Ramadan by improving the quality of parenting at home and trying to leave gadget for a month to maximize interaction with children. The collaboration of six ministries and the Presidential Staff Office in the Child-Friendly Ramadan movement is an effort to succeed the target of Golden Indonesia 2045. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Minister of Investment and Downstream Industry, Rosan Ruslani, confirmed that investment management by the National Investment Management Agency of Daya Anagata Nusantara or Danantara will use broader parameters. Ofra has the details.
Minister of Investment and Downstream Industry, Rosan Ruslani, confirmed that the National Investment Management Agency of Daya Anagata Nusantara or Danantara will apply comprehensive parameters in investment management. This was conveyed after meeting with President Prabowo Subianto to report on Danantara's early development activities on Wednesday. In addition to focusing on profit, the investment must also have an impact on job creation, reduced imports, increased exports, and national competitiveness.
So we have an investment committee that will review and analyze these aspects. because we also have various parameters. However, these parameters are not solely based on returns. They also include job creation, reducing imports, increasing exports, and of course, enhancing competitiveness.
In addition, Rosan also responded to the condition of the composite stock price index, which has been falling recently. He stressed that this condition is not unique to Indonesia, but also to other countries. However, he is optimistic that market conditions will recover soon, given Indonesia's strong economic fundamentals.
Chairperson of Houses Commission 10, Hetifa Syaifuddin, emphasized support for strategic policies for the advancement of national football. She also invited the public to support the Indonesian national team in international events. As quoted from dpr.co.id website in Jakarta on Tuesday, Hetifa welcomed the naturalization of three players of Indonesian descent, Emil Audiro Mulyadi, Joy Mathis Pelupesi, and Dean Ruben James. According to her, their presence will increase the competitiveness of the national team. In a meeting with the Minister of Youth and Sport and Indonesian Football Association, Hetifa requested acceleration of naturalization administration so that they can immediately join the 2026 World Cup qualifiers.